Governor Parnell was under a deadline of the end of July to choose the latest member of the Alaska Board of Fisheries, and the governor's office announced the selection of Fritz Johnson in a press release that was issued after 5 p.m. Wednesday, July 31st. Fritz Johnson is excited about the opportunity to serve on the Alaska Board of Fish. KDLG News caught up with Johnson while vacationing in California.
Fisheries politics is a complex business, but, I'll do my best.
Johnson is well known in Bristol Bay. For the last 5 years, Johnson has been the regional fisheries coordinator for the Bristol Bay Economic Development Corporation. Back in 1980, Johnson founded the Bristol Bay Times newspaper, which he published until 1992. Johnson says he will have an open-door policy to get input from stakeholders in the state's sport, subsistence, and commercial fisheries.
I want to hear from what people have to say and what their concerns are.
Fritz Johnson has been a vocal proponent of making improvements to the commercial fisheries in Bristol Bay, and as part of that effort, he has been elected to the Board of Directors for the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association, which is made up of the over 1,800 drift net permit holders in Bristol Bay's massive commercial sockeye fishery. Johnson is no stranger to the Alaska Board of Fisheries process.
I participated in the board process for, about 15 years. The first proposal I ever had passed by the board was to increase the size of the web for herring in the Togiak herring gillnet fishery. Since then, I've tried to participate principally on, with regard to Bristol Bay issues. Because I fish the bay, and these issues are important to me.
Johnson's appointment to the 7-member Board of Fisheries takes effect immediately, and he will serve until June of 2016. However, Johnson must still be confirmed by the Alaska legislature. That confirmation vote will likely take place in April of next year. Johnson is taking the seat that was held by commercial fisherman Vince Webster from King Salmon. Webster was appointed to another term by Governor Parnell earlier this year, but in April, the Alaska legislature failed to confirm Webster by just 2 votes. Webster was the target of a large campaign by the Kenai River Sport Fishing Association to convince lawmakers to not support Webster for another term based on what the association claimed was a bias in favor of commercial fisheries in Upper Cook Inlet over the sport fisheries. Fritz Johnson acknowledges that many of the issues that resulted in the rejection of Vince Webster for another term on the Board of Fish still exist.
It certainly reinforces what I think we all know, that the Cook Inlet issues are contentious, and that's an area that I especially need to do some homework in.
Fritz Johnson has been a working commercial fisherman in Bristol Bay since 1979. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.